It's time for the Rock Report on 106.5 The Buzz.
Brought to you by Charter Communications, I'm Otto. Guitarist Jim Root has been fired from Stone Sour. Saturday, a fan asked Root on the guitarist's Instagram account if Jim was still taking time off from Stone Sour. Root replied, quote, "I'm not in that band anymore, not my decision, not happy about it," unquote. That was followed a few hours later by a statement being released by the band on their website, quote, "Stone Sour and Jim Root have indeed parted ways. We were trying to wait until the completion of the new Slipknot album, but in light of recent events, we are going to confirm this information and move on. We feel it's best for both bands and hope that is reflected in the days to come," unquote. Stone Sour and Slipknot frontman Corey Taylor then added in a separate tweet, quote, "Jim and I are still working together in Slipknot and the album is almost done," unquote. No word on the reasoning for the departure or any potential replacements. Metallica lead singer James Hetfield will narrate an upcoming series on the History Channel entitled The Hunt. The show will focus on hunting Alaskan Kodiak brown bears. Hunting is one of Hetfield's favorite hobbies, and he does have previous bear hunting experience. The series will consist of 8 episodes, the first premiering Sunday, June 8th at 9 p.m. on History. Also in the Rock Report blog today, footage from last Friday's Metallica night with the San Francisco Giants and James Hetfield performing acoustically as part of the Acoustic for a Cure benefit in San Francisco last Thursday. Judas Priest have released a second song off their upcoming Redeemer of Souls album called March of the Damned. Guitarist Glenn Tipton introduces the song on the video, describing it as being simple, to the point, and one of his favorite songs on the new album. The Redeemer of Souls disc will be out in full July 15th. The lead singer of As I Lay Dying has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for plotting to kill his wife. 33-year-old Tim Lambesis was sentenced last Friday after attempting to hire an undercover sheriff's detective to kill his estranged wife, Megan. The singer broke his silence afterward in an interview with Alternative Press, saying his wife had restricted his visits with his children after a separation, and he was angry his wife would get a large share of his income in a divorce settlement. His attorney added Lambesis acted out of character, and the behavior was sparked partially by steroid use. You can find a link to the full interview in the Rock Report blog. Besides the prison sentence, Megan Lambesis has also filed a $2 million civil suit against him. And Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers have announced a return July 29th with their 13th studio album entitled Hypnotic Eye. Also not long after, they'll be embarking on a summer U.S. tour with special guest Steve Winwood. Dates include an August 23rd stop at an as-yet-unnamed venue in Chicago. All show tickets will be coming with a copy of the new Hypnotic Eye disc. No word on an on-sale date for that show as of yet. And that is the Rock Report, brought to you by Charter Communications. For these stories and more, including audio, video, and links, go to the Rock Report blog, 106.5thebuzz.com.